Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Lead House impeachment manager Democrat Jamie Raskin grew emotional as he concluded the first round of arguments in former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. He reflected on the damage done when a mob stormed the U.S. Capitol.
An officer had a heart attack. An officer lost three fingers that day. Two officers have taken their own lives. Senators, this cannot be our future.
Trump's defense lawyer Bruce Castor, meanwhile, condemned the loss of life that day but defended the rights of free political speech.
I don't believe that the former president expects anybody to walk back any of the language. If that's how they feel about the way things transpired over the last couple of years in this country, they should be allowed to say that. And I will go to court and defend them if anything happens to them as a result.
The Senate voted the trial is constitutional. Testimony will continue this week. An NPR analysis of the more than 200 Capitol riot cases the Justice Department has brought thus far has turned up current and former military officers, extremists, and hardcore Trump supporters. One thing they had in common, they were all men. Dina Temple-Raston of NPR's investigations team has more.
While a group as large as the one that stormed the Capitol defies generalization, an NPR analysis of the records collected on the more than 200 people charged so far has found some common threads. For example, more than 86% of the people who were charged are men. Almost 15% are either current or former military, and about 17% have an avowed connection to an extremist group. Michael Kimmel wrote a book about what drives angry white men to violence.
They grew up believing that if they worked hard, paid their taxes, were good guys, that they would be able to live the lives that their grandfathers lived.
Kimmel says that when that doesn't happen, a kind of aggrieved entitlement takes hold, and that can lead to violence. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
President Joe Biden's choice to head the Office of Management and Budget says while the U.S. needs to keep a close eye on inflationary pressures, the Federal Reserve has the tools to deal with inflation and interest rates. Near a Tandon, President Biden's choice to be budget director asked by lawmakers about concerns a proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief measure might touch off inflation. Tandon saying the aid package is vital to providing help for families suffering as a result of the pandemic. U.S. employers reined in their hiring in December, especially in industries hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic, like restaurants and hotels. Labor Department reporting today its monthly job openings and labor turnover survey, otherwise known as JOLTS, showed the number of jobs rose, but just slightly. A mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow was down 9 points. The Nasdaq closed up 20 points today. You're listening to NPR. Portugal's coronavirus lockdown will need to continue through March. That's according to that country's prime minister. As Allison Roberts reports, experts on the pandemic situation in Portugal are suggesting the worst is not yet over in terms of intensive care admissions.
Portugal has finally slipped off the top of the global ranking in terms of recent new infections relative to population, but it still leads in recent COVID deaths, with around half of all such deaths recorded this year. And the number of patients in intensive care may have not peaked, according to health experts advising the government on whether to continue mandated restrictions. The Prime Minister tweeted that the lockdown put in place almost a month ago is working but needs to be extended. Despite vaccine supply problems, he added that based on manufacturers' current projections, he expects 70% of adults in Portugal to be inoculated by the end of the summer. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
Boeing is getting a boost from regulators' approval of changes it made to the troubled 737 MAX jet. The company is saying today it delivered 26 new commercial planes in January, including 21 MAX jetliners. Most of those new 737 MAX jets went to U.S. carriers. Southwest took 6, American and United got 5 each, and Alaska Airlines received 2. That's important because Boeing gets most of its cash when airplanes are delivered, where the company received just 4 new plane orders in January, down from 90 in December. The pandemic is hammering air travel and hurting sales of planes. Crude oil futures prices moved higher for a 7th straight session. Oil up 39 cents a barrel to $58.36 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.